T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I hate everything about this story. I do. I hate that we're not talking about Mahomes and Michael Thomas and Edelman. And I hate that I feel like his Antonio Brown's image and reputation are burning alive in front of us. I love Antonio Brown, not just the person. I love what he represents. Like, I love the superstar wide receiver who's cool and acts well. And everything is going terribly right now. If, like, you click on his tweets, look at the replies from Steelers fans. It's a million eye-rolling gifs and get over it, get over it. Antonio Brown had it all. Like, he's in the soda commercials. He's in the car commercials.
The cover of Madden.
He's on the cover. He's doing everything. And he had a Hall of Fame quarterback and the great number two. And he just couldn't handle success. I don't know who's advising him. Maybe nobody. But it's going so badly, so quickly. And maybe he resurfaces. Maybe he's an all-pro player next year. But I hate seeing this. They should have written it out.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. That's a guy named Kyle Brandt who hosts that Good Morning Football show. And I heard that when I was hanging out with the dogs this morning, and I thought it was a really thought-provoking thing to say in the middle of what has been nonstop Antonio Brown conversation everywhere. You know, somebody who just raises his hand in the middle of it all and says, "Can you believe it's come to this?" A guy that AB has had, probably since he went from six-round pick to megastar and diva, he's had his detractors in this town. But if we did a straw poll and asked people, do you like Antonio Brown or do you not like him, back in August, the vast majority of Steelers fans would still say, yes, we like the guy. You'd go to games and you'd see full stadiums of 84 jerseys. Like,
it's, call God. Yes.
Yeah, like,
there was still there. You know why? There was a playfulness to it all.
If he was such a polarizing figure, so many major corporations and brands in this company would not use him to promote their product.
Yeah, but I think it all changed on almost on a dime when that undefeated story came out. Because then he reacted to it rather viscerally with his tweet. And it just, it, when somebody takes the time to research and write a story like that and pull back the curtain on what somebody's really like, if the story is well done enough, and I thought that one was, it's going to change perceptions. His reaction to it did not help. The way he sort of handled everything after that did not help. And so to answer the question, no, I am not surprised that it progressed this quickly to this level.
But I think for most Steelers fans who are, say, in their 20s.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown was their favorite player.
You think more so than Ben? I think the quarterback still commanded the most loyalty from fans, actually. I think this has always been a town where the quarterback was venerated more than any other player on the team for this reason. Because there was this perception that, because everyone defines the Steelers by Super Bowls, that between Bradshaw and Roethlisberger, it was a total void, like ignoring some of the legitimately very good teams the Steelers had with O'Donnell, with Cordell.
But guys in their 20s didn't live through that.
Guys in their 20s were like in those formative years when Ben got drafted. A guy who's 25 right now was a teenager.
Exactly.
When Ben got drafted and had never seen them win a Super Bowl, and then sees that and knows that at that point that they had Neil O'Donnell, Cordell, Bobby Brister, whatever. I think Ben is, because of that Bradshaw to Ben type of thing that people like to put out there, always going to be the most popular guy with this generation of fans. I think people thought of AB as the best player on the team, maybe, but not the most beloved. Plus, this is a town where they hate the Me First stuff. The Facebook Live, as much as that was playful, I'm sure there were some people, come on, man.
So then you're making it sound like you think people were just waiting for...
Yes. If I'm making it sound like that, it's because I believe it. I think people were waiting for an excuse to go after him, waiting for a reason to not like Le'Veon Bell anymore, and this year they got both.
Craig, do you agree with that?
About the people who would be Antonio Brown fans?
No, that people were never really liked Antonio Brown, and they were just waiting for him to do something really bad to express themselves.
Or I wouldn't say never really liked him, but were not at all shy about being willing to turn very quickly on him on a dime.
There have been more Antonio Brown jerseys sold in the last year than Ben Roethlisberger jerseys.
We also know, though, that Steelers fans are all over the place, so that doesn't mean that Antonio Brown jerseys were being purchased by Steelers fans in this town, which is the people we deal with.
But we also, because of the internet, we talk to Steelers fans everywhere on a daily basis. So I think among the fan base, Antonio Brown, because he was so good, was a beloved player.
Not in the way Roethlisberger was by people, because Roethlisberger delivered championships.
So then he's the second most popular guy on the team that is still a beloved player. If Ben was always number one, like there was room for a second favorite player like Troy or like Hines.
Polamalu was number one.
Okay, well, there was always room for a guy like Hines.
Because I think Hines played the position in a way that people wanted to believe it should be played.
Yeah, but whether
like a linebacker.
Whether old guys like this or not, for a younger generation, like the celebrating and stuff was never a problem. That wasn't a reason to hate the guy. He's making big plays and he's having fun out there. Kyle Brandt's point that it is now almost impossible, if you go to like his social media, it is now very difficult to find people who are Steelers fans and still like Antonio Brown. He is right about that.
Because he did commit the cardinal sin of no show a game, basically. You quit on the team, I think you are seen as a deserter. And when I think about like the way people talked about deserters in the military back in the day, that was always the lowest of the low, the crime
like,
you can't commit
tell
against
me if
it.
This sounds right to you. This, to me, what has happened here is the Pittsburgh equivalent of LeBron James going on TV and saying, I'm taking my talents to South Beach. And like the entire city of Cleveland was like, screw this guy. We're burning his jerseys. He went from our favorite person to like the devil here. And I think that that's happened with Antonio Brown. Anybody who was left who loved him or defended him has practically stopped doing so. And it's like, I'll never wear his jersey again. I'll never say I like the guy. I wish him nothing but bad things from here on out.
Yeah, but that was probably in Cleveland. I don't know if I love that comparison because LeBron was never seen as like a diva necessarily by his own fans. The problem there was he never got us a championship, and now he's deserting us to go play with stars.
AB hasn't gotten Pittsburgh a championship.
I know, but I think AB is also seen now as a legitimately very bad guy. I don't think Cleveland fans, even in the heat of the moment, or right after the heat of the moment when he left for Miami, I don't think you put a gun to their heads, they say, oh, he's a bad guy. They were mad that he didn't want to be a Cavalier anymore.
Have you gone from loving Antonio Brown to hating him in the last few weeks? Yes or no, have you? Tell us if you have. I'd be interested in hearing some of that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.